All right, everybody, now that you understand all of the components of SIBO testing, it's time to put it all together. So let's go through and do a review of the entire SIBO interpretation. So remember, step one is analyzing that hydrogen baseline value. Remember, we are only analyzing hydrogen for baseline. We are not analyzing methane. We are going to use this hydrogen baseline to determine if the preparation diet was good. So within the context of that hydrogen baseline, 6 or less is a good prep diet, 12 or more is a poor prep diet, 7 to 11 baseline plus the symptom of constipation or plus the symptom of gas and bloating. So 7 to 11 plus gas and bloating is a good prep diet. 7 to 11 without gas and bloating is a poor prep diet. Once we determine if it's good or bad prep diet wise, we will analyze the rest of the hydrogen values through either the 90 or 120 minute mark. If somebody has fast transit time, we will only analyze through the 90 minute mark. If somebody has normal or slow transit time, we will analyze the hydrogen values through the 120 minute mark. That's how we're going to know when to stop. We analyze methane all the way across. Baseline methane, we analyze like the rest of the methane values. So we do not interpret baseline differently for methane like we do for hydrogen. And we analyze methane all the way to the 180 minute mark. We also analyze for possible hydrogen sulfide, where we are looking for hydrogen that is a 0, 1, or 2 for any single value under the hydrogen section, all the way from baseline to the 180 minute mark. And we want to understand, and we will go through this later, that if SIBO is negative, somebody could still have small intestinal fungal overgrowth, as well as many other root causes. So once we have determined that SIBO is negative, we want to make sure that we are moving on to analyze for other possible root causes of IBS or whatever the chief complaints are. Okay, so let's look at this lab test. So step one is always going to be analyzing this baseline. So we see here hydrogen baseline is 7. This is where we need to ask if somebody has gas or bloating. If they have gas or bloating, then baseline is considered a good prep diet because 7 to 11 plus gas or bloating is a good prep diet. If it's a good prep diet, we will analyze all of these single values up to the 90-minute mark if they have fast transit time using the Bristol stool chart to analyze that. And we're looking for a single value of 20 or greater because it's a good prep diet. At least it's in the good prep diet category because it's 7 to 11 plus gas or bloating. Now, if this person has a normal or slow transit time, we can analyze for a single value of 20 all the way up to this point. So another thing to analyze for and to look for when it comes to analyzing where transit time is and how where we are in the intestinal tract. So typically, when the fermentation begins to happen in the large intestine, we will start to see what's known as a double peak. So what will happen typically is we'll get an increase in the values and then a decrease and then an increase again. So it's not, sometimes the double peak happens so late because of the slower transit time that it's not elicited on the test. But it's another thing you can look for. At the start of the double peak is usually about where the lactulose drink enters the large intestine. So that's another thing to look for as far as understanding where the large intestine is beginning, as far as beginning to get that lactulose drink in the fermentation for the uniqueness of the individual. Okay, so then we're done with hydrogen. So right now, this test, we can say that hydrogen is negative, right? We don't have a single value up to this 120-minute mark that is 20 or greater. And remember, if this prep diet, if this person did not have gas or bloating, the baseline prep diet would be a negative or I'm sorry, a poor prep diet, and then we would have to analyze all of these values for an increase in 20. Since we don't see an increase in 20, we would have to say, okay, well, since the diet was poor and it's not positive, it's not negative either, but the hydrogen in that case would be inconclusive. Okay, so that analyzes hydrogen. So now we need to analyze methane on its own before we can make any other determinations. So now under methane, remember, we are looking for any single value all the way up to the 180 minute mark here that is 3 or greater if there's constipation, or 12 or greater if there's not constipation. So you can clearly see here that we would have, if this person was constipated, this would be a positive test for methane. If this person was not constipated, this would be a negative test for methane. And then the third and final step is to analyze for hydrogen sulfide type of gas. So that's when we're going to look all the way through all of these hydrogen values, all the way up to this 11 here at the 180 minute mark. And we're looking to see if we have every single value across here, a 0, 1, or 2. And if every single value is a 0, 1, or 2, we would say that is positive for hydrogen sulfide, and we would treat them for SIBO. If the hydrogen is negative, the methane is negative, and the hydrogen sulfide is negative, then we could say this is a negative SIBO test. But in the situation that we talked about, where if this person for hydrogen, that baseline, if they did not have gas or bloating, and this put them into the poor prep diet standpoint, then we are looking for an increase, remember, of 20 over that 7. So we'd be looking for a 27 all the way across these hydrogen values in order to call it positive. But because the prep diet was done poor, we can't actually know for sure if this is a negative test or if this is an inconclusive test. So in that scenario, we may decide to redo this test. Now, there is an art to this, of course, and because of these numbers all being so low, right, under the hydrogen section, if this person did not have any gastrointestinal symptoms and SIBO was something I was doing because of maybe headaches or fatigue, these types of scenarios, I might go ahead and extrapolate that because these are all really low, that even though this prep diet was kind of borderline poor, that this would be a negative test. Now, if these values across here were higher and we were seeing a lot of things in like the 18, 19, 20, 21 range, but they were not getting to say that 27 if we determined we needed a 20 above baseline because of a poor prep diet, in that situation, I would be more likely to call this an inconclusive test because of these higher levels throughout and not knowing if the higher levels were due to a poor prep diet or due to legitimate SIBO. So definitely submit your cases on webinars if you need help with interpretation of any of this, but hopefully you understand now how to analyze hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide, how to analyze baseline and for a good prep diet, and understand that if the baseline and the prep diet is poor and we don't see that increase of 20 at any single value, we may need to retest, and that if this is truly a negative test, that then our work is not done. Then we need to do additional diagnostic tests to see what else could be going on. And we need to make sure that we're including small intestinal fungal overgrowth as part of our differential diagnoses. All right, everybody, we'll see you in the next lesson.